Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you and you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. That's where we come. We come together. The Bible says where two or three come together in His name, there He be in the midst. We thank God for all of you. And our desire is, amen, in this broadcast, amen, that we have the truth from the grassroots level, all listeners call in and share their biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. Amen. The subject is how to overcome church hurt. How to overcome church hurt. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the many things you have done. Lord, we thank you, O God, for our life, health, and strength. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you have done for us, seen and unseen. Lord, how you're tugging us through the hurt and the pain and the confusion, oh God, and giving us a new life. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are calling, oh God, and those that are participating on the program. God, give them a special blessing, oh God, a clarity in their heart, mind, and spirit. Give us a revelation. Jesus, you said where two or three come together in your name, there you will be in the midst. You'll be in the midst with us, and you say you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you through the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, He came to help us and keep us and guide us through all truth, all hurts, and all pain, and comforting your people. And we thank you, oh, God, the prayer of thanksgiving, and through all things we give thanks. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, amen. God bless you, amen. As always, we're here and, amen, desiring to call a friend and tell a friend that, you know, that this broadcast, wherever you might be in your car, you might be in your truck, you might be in your home, but all you have to do, amen, is put your cell phone on, your house phone on, or your computer on, and you can listen to the testimonies. Amen. The Bible said through your the word and the testimony you can overcome. And our desire is always that we begin to share and we be overcomers. Amen. When you begin to share and talk about the problems and situation out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, according to the word of God, you can overcome. Amen. We need to share sometime, and you might not think you in sharing, you think that, well, I'm the only one. But Peter said one time in his word, amen, because you're going through trials and tribulation, don't think that you're the only one. And through sharing, and you find out that you're not the only one, and that gives you strength. Proverbs says that, amen, understanding brings strength. Amen. We are going through this world. This world, amen, God is calling us out of this world into a better world. Amen. And through this world, we have the enemy that's fighting against God's people. Amen. God's creation and God's creation and God's inheritance that He left for us. And through that battle, it's hard to understand. And that's why Jesus came to this earth and he walked among his people. He walked among his creation for 33 and a half years. And he saw the problems that was going on. He saw the situation that was happening. Amen. So he understand. He understand. Amen. We talk about Jesus and they see so many stories, but you have to understand, we had to take a real look at it that, you know, he understand. You know, if you ever never been to a country and read books, amen, that's fine too. But there's nothing like being among the people that's watching and looking. So Jesus came among his own, the Bible said, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. God gave us power, those that receive him. Amen. So if we receive what God has given us, amen, the time we hear it, we see it, but we won't receive it. Maybe you have been to places and people try to give you something. You say, no, I don't want that. I don't want that at this time. Amen. This is what God is about. Through his son, Jesus Christ, he want to give us power and give us love, and he want to give us things, but amen. But many times people don't want to receive it. They don't want to receive because they don't understand. Amen. So what we are saying now, amen, we're talking about a very, very difficult, and in some cases and sometimes it's not difficult, but anyway, how to overcome church hurt. How to overcome church hurt. We're going to approach this from 3 John, the letter, the epistle of 3 John, the Apostle John writing, amen, in 3 John. And there are three, Gaius, amen, and Demetrius, amen, and Demetrius, amen, Theophilus and Demetrius. And we want to talk about we're going to begin reading 3 John, the elder. To the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, I'm reading from the King James, the Study Bible. Many have other Bibles, in which is good. Amen. I always stress many times to make sure you know the written word that you're using, the scriptures that you're using, and the books that you're using, the Bible that you're using. Amen. The King James have a good track record. I found it all over different parts of the world. They're well known. King James, American Standard. Amen. We have the Amplified Bible, International Bible. And then you have, amen, the standard American Standard Bible, amen, and the New King James Bible. So we're reading from the New King James Study Bible. Amen. Here, picking up the second verse of the 3 John, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers. You have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a matter worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth from his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers of the truth. I write to the church, but Epaphras, who loved to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does. pardon against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbidden those who wish to putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not intimidate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God. He that does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. I have many things to write unto you, but I do not wish to write you in pen and in ink. But I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. To you, our friends, greet the friends by name. Amen. Diotrephes has a problem. He has a problem. He is selfish. Amen. He was one of the leaders in the church. Paul talking about Gaius. He went there, amen, to commend him and encourage him in the church. Demetrius was there. He had a great testimony. Many people know his life. He does a lot of good. But Diotrephes, amen, he was some kind of leader in the church. But he was always ambitious and bigot. And he was bigot. Amen. He assumed to be Lord of a vineyard. Amen. He wanted to be, anything goes on, he wanted to know about it. He wanted to take over it. Amen. And this is what it's about. Amen. When you are involved in a ministry and the enemy knows the overall tactics, amen, of warfare, he knows what it calls you to be discouraged. He knows what it calls, amen, to uproot your life when you come to Christ. God gave a new testimony. He gave a new commandment. I'm sorry. He gave a new commandment after Judas left. He went out to betray him. He left the Lord's Supper. He left the communion service and went out, amen. And Jesus told him, listen now, I'm going to give you a new commandment. So Judas missed that commandment. He said, by this they shall know that they are mine. Amen. You should know people when they have love one for another. Amen. The brethren. Brethren consist of men and women. Amen. Many times you hear them address that brethren that consists of men and women. Amen. And the believers. We have to understand, amen, that we are in an atmosphere of false prophets. Amen. And Jesus said that, amen, this spirit will be here. Apostle John wrote on that, amen, in 1 John. He wrote about that. Those that say that God's spirit does not come in the flesh is not of God. Those that reject the Father and say they're only going to accept the Son, he said you can't do that. Amen. According to 1 John, the 4th chapter, amen. He that is in you, 1 John 4:4, is greater than he that is in the world. So when you have a spirit, amen, or you have a person, it can be two things that can be happening to this leadership. Number one, it can be a novice, amen, a young person in the Christ, in the office, unlearned, amen, doesn't have too much seasoning. Seasoning we'll be talking about. Amen. Has not been through many ups and downs in the experience. Down time. Other words, not necessarily losing, but have some disappointments in ministry. Have some problems that he had to overcome or she had to overcome. And understand, you know, these things happen because you're dealing with people, not with machines. When you start dealing with people, you don't know what their backgrounds are. You don't know what kind of life they came up in. Maybe they came up in a broken home, a single home, a home full of murderers and liars, you don't know if the child, amen, was a child that had been put down, amen, rebuked all the time, that he's nothing, he's never going to be nothing, she not going to be nothing. You never know what their background consists of as they begin to grow up. The mother, the child, the family can instill things in a child that, because it was instilled in them, their parents put some negativity in them, so they pass it on to the child. Amen. So when the person begins to grow up in Christ, there are things that 1 John said, we have overcome the world already. We have overcome the world already. As a young babe in Christ, they need some positive feedback to encourage me. They circle of people need to be positive feedback. So when you find a novice, an unskillful, unlearned person, leader that's in holding the seat, you'll find that sometimes they make mistakes, not knowing. But if he or she been trained, been mentored by an elder over them, say, listen now, you preach the word with the subject that God give you, but you preach it in love. You preach it in love. You're not out to teach anyone to be that you are God. And Demetrius, amen, he fought against Paul. Amen. Paul the apostle, he came in. He wasn't even accepting brethren off of mission work. Would not accept them. He didn't like him for whatever reason. Amen. People just don't like authority. Amen. They don't want to be ruled and governed in any environment. Your home, your children can give you a problem. On your job, people just don't like the atmosphere now is against authority. Police are being shot. Amen. There's some wrong, some good. Amen. In your home, you have problems. In your job, they have problems. But yet and still, God gave us a new commandment. Love must be exhibited at all times. It can be hurtful to the leader, but they have to give out love. Amen. I know that this is a wonderful subject tonight, so we're not going to prolong the time. We see the board is lit up, and we have some callers, and we'd like to hear your input. And like we say, we learn off of each other. We share from each other in love. Here, we push one on your phone, and we'll give it an area code in the last four digits. We have a 954-0500. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you. Go right ahead. 954-0500. You're on the air. Amen. We can't hear the caller. We hear a sound. Maybe they have having a problem. A technician has to go to the next caller. We have to go to the next call, 561-3664. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Greetings, Bishop. How are you?
All right, and you?
Calling from Los Angeles. I'm good.
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. The point is, you talked about the preachers, the young ones who era, and most of them in today's world don't want to listen to the elders.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to be someone who's in their flesh, who's not really focused on studying the word and being obedient. You've got to study. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You have to spend personal, intimate time with the Father. Can't get around that. And also, I just wanted to make a point about, in order to be blessed, you have to be obedient and you have to be righteous. If you have any sin within you, you need to ask for forgiveness so those things can come towards you. When you spend that time, that personal time with the Father, it's paramount that we do that in this day and age, because this world is selfish. You alluded to that. It's very selfish. Give me, give me, give me. I want. But you got to put in the time with studying. And I'm not going to prolong because I know you had a lot of others who wants to iterate on the subject. Thank you.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. Amen. In your area, as always, man of God, amen, is studying. Amen. It's very necessary because God will forgive us of our sins. And sometimes people make statements that, you know, God won't, for a point, James said that if a man think on things and the leader might bring it up, oh, you shouldn't be thinking this. But James said if you carry out those thoughts, sometimes we get involved in thinking, but if you carry out those thoughts, that's when you sin. Amen. That's what sin. So a lot of leaders, they want to, I guess, imprison their people. You know, oh, you get the, you can't be thinking this, can't be thinking you sin. No, the Bible didn't say that. The Bible didn't say that. James said, amen, when you carry out those sins. All right, carry out those thoughts. Amen. You can get mad, but sin not. Amen. All right. All right. God bless you. Caller, you back on in. Go right ahead, Los Angeles.
Oh, 561. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And you're right. You know, God will forgive us. You know, he's a loving God. But the bottom line is that, you know, the leadership has to be right and feed the flock. Because a lot of people, they're not, in this day and age, they're not reading. They're just not reading, or they just, they'll make a statement saying, oh, well, I don't have time. I'm busy. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do, is stay busy. Stay on the Facebook, stay on the Twitter, all this technology that really means nothing, you know, to dumb you down. And, you know, instead of watching TV, cut it off, cut off the computer, and spend time with the Father. It's really simple. It's not difficult at all. But you got to have a desire to want to be, to really seek God. And you alluded to about the false prophets, everybody want to work, but you know, you can't do that. You got to discern the spirit. You got to have discernment. You know, and I know you teach your saint, you know, to spend time with God. That's how you're going to get blessed. Oh, we're going to go through some situations and circumstances, but we're going to be victorious. I'm talking about what I know, not in what I've experienced at this moment, not what somebody told me, because you got to learn it yourself. Thank you.
All right, very good. Very good. Yes, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. And he spoke of walls and rumors of walls. And, you know, and we, amen, earthquakes and diverse places. I know our friend now is in Los Angeles and there are different areas. There's fires and earthquakes in that area. We're down here in tornadoes and hurricanes. And, amen. There are some things, but we have given the power, the authority. Amen. We are overcomers. We're overcomers. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. How to overcome church hurt. Amen. What to do. Amen. And what to be involved in. And some of the signs. Amen. You got to spend, a leader must spend time with God. He must have a personal relationship. Amen. When God called him. Amen. That's what separated. All right. I have another caller. Area code 910. The last four digits. Amen. 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good to be on the air tonight.
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. This is a very near and dear topic to me as someone who experienced it on different levels, being hurt from people in church as far as other members, and I've been hurt by spiritual leaders as well. And what I've come to realize out of the situation is this is really a design and a plan from Satan to break your relationship with God. And it's designed to truly take you out of your relationship with God, because there's a lot of people that's been hurt by church hurt, and that have walked away from church, that have never made it back to church. Some people aren't strong enough to overcome being hurt in church and still continue to go on. There's quite a few people that are sitting right now that don't even go to church. It's not because they don't believe in God. It's not because they don't believe the word of God. It's because they've been hurt in church. And, it takes a mindset to realize that all churches and all leaders aren't bad. And sometimes it takes people understanding that before they can get over it. I tell this story all the time. I worked for a company about 10 years, and I thought the company was a bad company to work for. Well, I was offered a position in management, so I took a supervisor role. After about 6 months, I realized the company wasn't a bad company. And how I realized it was not because I became a supervisor and had more authority. I realized that it was the person that I was working for that I thought represented the company was bad. He was the one that was bad. He was the one that was abusing the rules and doing things that was wrong inside the company. It wasn't the company itself. So I always tell that story to say this. Though you may have been through a bad leader, and you may have been up under the ministry of a false prophet or somebody that wasn't really had the true heart of God, doesn't mean the whole body of Christ is bad. It doesn't mean every leader is bad. And you have to realize that and know that. Sometimes we think just because the representative is bad that, hey, all of them are bad. And sometimes people begin to be skeptical and not want to go to church because they say all leaders is bad. All of them just want your money. All of them just want this. All of them just want that. Everybody's not that way. And you have to have that discernment and understand there's a couple of things that will immediately stand out. If a person truly has the heart and truly has that mindset to want to help you build on and draw closer to God and draw closer to Jesus, number one, the mindset and the motive of churches today is technically supposed to be winning the loss and preparing the people for the return of the Lord. And when you see that not being done, not trying to win the loss, not trying to prepare the people for the return of the Lord, trying to be bigger than the gospel, you're supposed to be able to see through a preacher and see Christ, not see the preacher, but you're supposed to be able to see straight through the preacher and see Christ. They're supposed to be pointing you towards Christ and not pointing you to them. And when it becomes the opposite and they begin to stand out and it begins to be all about them and it begins to be everything they say, if it don't come out of their mouth, it's not God. If it don't come out of them saying it, it's not God. If they don't prophesy in your life and tell you something, then it's not going to happen. Those are the signs when something's not right. When you begin to hear a leader say, if I don't tell you certain things, it's not going to happen in your life. Or if I don't prophesy this in your life, it's not going to happen. It has to come from my mouth. There's already a problem, because the scripture said he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. He gave some teachers. That tells me it means more than one. It doesn't mean just one. And so when you begin to hear men and women of God that's leading you, and they begin to tell you it's just them, or if you leave this your particular church, you're never going to be any better. Or if you leave this particular church, you're always going to there's a big problem when you start to hear that. Those are signs to let you know that there's some things that's not going on right. And it takes a real strong person to, once they've been in those kind of situations, to overcome those situations. And it takes a person that really get themselves in prayer and get themselves in fasting, because if you don't, it'll really destroy you and have you looking at all churches saying, I'm not going to none of them. And once you say that and you stop going to church, the devil say, I got him. Now I got him, because now they're not planning. Now they're not hearing the word. Now they're not studying. Now I got him. Now
right. I've got them right where I need them to be because they lost their focus. They lost the faith in God, and that's why we have to realize church hurt is real serious. It's not just something you can just lightly take over. It's very serious. And like I said, there's thousands of people right now. They know God, they love God, but because they've been hurt, they don't go to church.
Right. Very good. If we can define hurt, if we can define the word hurt in this session about church hurt, how would you say a couple of words? What you feel that it might be?
It's from my experience, is more of a trust factor. When the trust is lost. You have your trust in a spiritual leader. You have them so you have it built up, and you begin to believe that they care about your well-being, and you begin to trust in them, and you have your confidence in them, and then you find out they truly don't care about your well-being. They only using you for a certain reason, or they begin to manipulate you and control you just for certain reasons, and that's what begin to hurt when the trust factor is broken. Even with different members in the church, and you go to them and you do what the Bible says do, you begin to confess your faults one to another, and then that trust is broken. And they begin to share it with other members. They begin to share it, and the trust factor is what really causes a lot of the hurt when it's broken.
Right. All right. Very good. Very good. God bless you as always. Give us your website or the new book you have out dealing with spiritual warfare, I believe it is.
It's actually dealing with spiritual abuse. It's actually talking about church hurt and some of the same things you're talking about tonight. It's called Victorious Overcoming Spiritual Abuse. It's written by Walter Wardlaw Jr. It's part one. Part two will be out next month. It's called Victorious Overcoming Spiritual Abuse. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can download it on Kindle.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Thank God as always. Amen. Jeremiah has said, cursed is a man that trusts in man. Or error code 754, last four digits, 1267. You're on the air. Amen.
Good evening. God bless you. It's always wonderful how I can see how you follow the Lord and the topics that we need. Bishop, I'm just so grateful that you bring them to the forefront, because in many platforms, these topics aren't discussed. They refuse to discuss them, especially when it comes to church hurt. And listening to the caller before me kind of gave me some flashbacks. But, you know, I always say this, and I tell my children, it's a reason that God says the Bible says we need to forgive. When someone asks how many times, 70 times 7, 70. And it's always good to forgive. And I thank God. And my grandmother taught me as a young tot, always forgive. Even if a person doesn't ask you forgiveness, you just forgive them anyway because they'll limit you. And the tools that we have as believers, one of the speakers said that discernment, and that is what got me through my situation, because people say, oh, you know, they have problems. I don't think that way. I'm an optimist. I think, you know, when I see a cup, it's half full as opposed to half empty. I see situations versus problems. I see opportunities to pray for people as opposed to, or they've got a problem, or whatever, negative. The Bible says that we should think on these things that are good. God is good. He's given us the tools that we need. And if we discern as Christians and seek wisdom at all costs, I seek wisdom in every situation. I'm like, Lord, show me you in this situation. Show me what you would have me to learn in this situation. Because as another caller said earlier, It's a trust factor. There's something that was done. There's something that was said. Something contradicted something that was said or done. And when we see that, I feel like That's wisdom, removing the veils from our eyes, from our minds, that we can see the true person behind what they're saying. And if the walk doesn't match the talk, you've got to address that. You've got to acknowledge that. I've been in so many different groups, and especially Eastern Star, I walked away. I said, you really don't seek truth. They're not really seeking truth. And Ecclesiastes 7 says that when we are a person that is thinking about death is wiser than a person that's thinking about that the fool that's always thinking about having a good time, because they're just giving their flesh gratification as opposed to looking for your purpose and seeing what's going on. What does God have me here for? Who am I to help today? What's going on? And with the church hurt, what my children and I did was we created a nonprofit that we may go on, because we came from a family of our foremothers were pillars in the community. And that's the way I was raised. I raised my children that way. And I thank God that they're raising their children that way now. So we created a nonprofit to continue the works. And whatever was going on at the church, we still love those people. We still pray for them. We still would see them out and happy to see them because we miss them. But at some point in the road, God allowed a fork to present itself, and we had to take a different route. And even to this day, as Facebook came about, we're friends with these people. I see that my children still interact with them. However, we know the difference. We know that we had agreed to disagree. And I thank God, because I call it tools of warfare. God give us those tools so we can be victorious Christians. And I'm grateful for the brother that wrote the book. I can't wait to download it. I mean, these are issues that Christians are facing, and no one has the courage to bring it up and have further discussion on it. Thank you.
All right. Peter has said, and the psalmist has said also, amen, seek peace and pursue peace. You know, a bishop told me that before, many years ago, every part of my ministry, amen, I was kind of hurt, been disappointed. Amen, of doing mission work and people back off. And we talked, and he said, listen, you got to seek peace. And I talked, and he said, well, you know, this is, no, we got to pursue peace. Pursue it. All right, very good. Amen. Like I said, I know this is going to be a very strong topic, every bishop and pastor. All right, area code 561. Last four digits is 3664. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Yes, Bishop. I just want to iterate. John Eckhart has an excellent book about routing demons. The issue is all of us, we're human. So we've all been hurt by something or someone, or whatever the issues may be pertaining to the church. Because we come with the zeal to seek God, and then you have the leadership manipulating and obviously, you know, for material gain. I'm speaking from experience. And so these things happen. But when you mature, the Bible tells us, all you got to do is go to the back of the book where it says authority. Find out your authority. You have authority over all of them. You are victorious. But you don't know that if you don't study. I just keep reiterating about you got to study. If you're watching 20 to 16 hours of TV of nothing, you're not investing in anything. You're getting 0%, and that's what they want you to do, be dumbed down. In order to be conscious and have knowledge, you must study and understand that God gives us authority over the wicked. Bottom line, you got to know who you are and whose you are. He's a loving God. He said he would crush the enemy with a hammer like a rock. Come on. So when we know what Daddy has placed in our hand, and it's just you know, gathering dust and you're just not reading it, then we have a problem. You must know your authority in the Word of God. You know, the church, yeah, it's psychological because, you know, you alluded to about certain economic situations, you know, those who, you know, they're unlearned, and being unlearned is nothing bad, but they just need to be learned. They need knowledge. And in order to get that, if they don't want to read, they need to get under a great leadership that's going to teach. Of course they're not going to teach that. Of course they're not going to teach that because everybody wants the house, the car, the money, you know, want what the world wants. But the Bible that I read, it said, Matthew says, seek ye first the kingdom. Is it 6:33?
Yes.
Bishop? Okay, seek ye first the kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, you get your priorities right. You're seeking God in all these things. All is defined as all. You know, and it's just that, you know, we've been hurt, you know, especially the African-American churches. We know how they operate. If you don't see the fruit, and then they start talking, you know, foolishness about, you know, if I don't say this to you, this is that, you know, that's a red flag. You get up and go because they're missing the mark. We don't have time for that. We supposed to be winning people to Christ. The Great Commission, right? Going and saving the sick and the lost. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So we got to get our priorities straight. Thank you, Bishop. I'm done.
All right. We know we have a good topic tonight, so we're moving on. We want to get as many as we can. I mean, express themselves, and as well, you got to have that relationship and study. Amen. You got to be able to. And I know those that are young in Christ. I know when I visited a denomination when I first gave up to Christ and joined the church. Amen. I used to come in and work and do things. And amen. They used to call me all kind of nights. I mean, late nights. Come over here and help the church. Clean up. Come in and do this. But, you know, I got upset. I really got upset. Young in Christ and through prayer and relationship and the Holy Spirit said, don't be like that. Don't be like that. Amen. Get up and act like a man. And I took it the wrong way. He said, no, don't do that. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He is a teacher. Amen. He know when to encourage you and warn you and show you. Amen. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't error. And we're still making errors. Amen. But, you know, don't trust man. Amen. We're not saying, oh, because I had caught the attitude, oh, everybody got a devil then after that. Oh, I want. No, the Holy Spirit, no. Not everybody. Everybody's not this and not that. Amen. So in order to come out, now we need to talk how to come out of this. Amen. How to come out of this situation. Amen. How did you come out? How did, was it somebody that came by the house? Was somebody met you on the job? Amen. Was it a book? Was it a telephone number? Was it a dream or a vision? Amen. To kind of turn your focus around, they got you in a position. Say, listen now, you know this way you have to go. This is the position. So we're boiling down. We're always, amen, coming down. Amen. We have another 10 minutes. We want to talk on how, amen. How can we get out of this? Amen. How can we get out of this? Those that. Going through church hurt now. We need to speak to those that are in it now, and God had directed them to this broadcast. Amen. We need to discuss that now. Okay. Then things been calling. Number one, we know. Just press one on your phone. Those that are listening, and our technician can put you in when you dial 855-236-2252. Just press 1 on your phone, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You press 1 on your phone, technician will put you in. We announce your area code and your last four digits. of your telephone. Amen. And we want to hear, amen, what you have to say, amen, about this. We have an atmosphere of false prophets. Amen. Their job is to get in your way, discourage you. Amen. All right, we have a caller. Amen. I think on the area code 561-0740. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishop. How you doing?
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
And God bless you. It's good. Hey, good for you to have this show so I can talk and we can listen and we can learn. I just really got in the Bible the last 5.5 years ago, and I have joined a couple of churches. And the people in the church, what the deal is, they scared. I guess they're going to lose their position, or they're going to think it's they part of the congregation, which what they are preaching is totally wrong. And I had one preacher that say, "You all look delicious." I had another preacher say, "I'm here to save your souls and do as I say do." I also have had sisters in the church, been in there 40, 50 years, and they had a nerve to say, "Why you first? Why couldn't somebody else be first?" I'm saying, aren't you a child of God? You should thank God for everything. But what I did, I got had a talk with God, and he just told me, "Hey, just keep searching, you'll find the right church." Finally, I did. And some people that's in the church, they've been in there like 20 years, 30 years, know the Bible back and forth, but they're hypocrites. They try to lead you to think that it's all about them, the way they're doing it with God, and what they're doing, they just mess the people around, keep them from going to church. But I found the right church. I found the right bishop. And everything, is, I can talk, and I love listening, and I love reading. So the best thing I can tell them to do is just have a talk with God, sit down by yourself, and talk with your wife, your preacher, or your bishop, and there's somebody that's positive and not negative. That's the only way you're going to come out. Because if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't be going to church now, because there were so many elderly people that turned me against church, but I still had them in my heart.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. God bless you for sharing. Amen. Because my mind fell on when I first got baptized and come to Christ. And I went to the church and was helping cleaning up. And here come the deacon down through the church with a big old Cuban cigar that's smoking it all up. And he said, "Oh, don't look at my mouth. Don't look at what I got in my mouth. Now, that ain't what is in my mouth. It's in my heart." And you know, when you're coming out the world, you want to be truthful. And I say, how in the world he disrespecting God's house like this? And those little small things like that start shaking you, like you said, amen. But, you know, being honest and being prayerful, amen, God will lead you out, amen, to a better foundation. He knows our heart. Thank God he knows our heart. And keep that relationship that came up early part of the program. Keep that prayer for relationship, reading and studying your Bible, amen, and seeking. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Seek and you will find. All right, you push one on your phone. We can take about 3 more callers, amen, because we always like to have prayer, 3 or 4 different prayers, amen, going forward, amen. Now we have another caller, 754-1267. God bless you. Our sister, go ahead.
Bishop, I would say the thing to stay focused, and if anyone's experienced church hurt or hurt from anyone, just seek ye first the kingdom of God. I don't care what we're going through. When we seek him first, we will always come out victorious. I don't care who's hurting us. Like this pastor on television, Bill Winston, he always preaches that we are victorious in Christ. And we've got to believe that. And we've got to have the courage to possess that. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to say to our mountains how big our God is. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you.
All right. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. You almost didn't make it in here. We got a good subject tonight.
And I just got home from a previous appointment.
Go right ahead.
And I was able to listen in for a few minutes. What's on my mind is that there's a acceleration for academics, you know, meaning that it's a good thing to know the scripture and read it. But the thing that the advantage is you got to come in agreement with what you read. I'm reminded of I think it was the Apostle Paul that said to the Corinthian church that you have to mind the same things. You see, you have to speak the same thing. Now this is for the entire church. So this is why the enemy takes advantage of us. Because we don't show that form of love toward one another. You see, it's one thing in the world. See, he says the world take care of its own, but when it come down to the church, Jesus said it's any two, and we can use that scripture. Any two or three should come together in my name, touching and agreeing. You see. That's what causes devils to flee right there. When people will come together and love on one another and experience the word of God, see, that entices the Holy Ghost. See?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm looking at for so many obvious reasons. You see, we look at from a personal point of our being saved. But Jesus said, y'all love one another. You see,
yes,
just
sir.
Like that's the thing we have to do. We have to share the love of God, you know, that God gives us on one another. We are so busy trying to witness to the world. The witness is in you. You see what I'm saying? But when we come together, lifting up holy hands before our God, demons, if you ain't got to cast out no demon, they going to get up out there. You see what I'm saying?
Sir.
So that's just my analogy on the whole situation because the Lord told me, he said, look, you got to stop looking at others' downfalls. And you just keep your eyes. You see, when you got your eyes on Jesus, you understand? It causes a great stir in your heart. Because there's many things about him that's unexplainable, but the Holy Ghost will talk with you about that situation. So that's what I'm looking at, Bishop. We gotta love one another, and if the preacher ain't doing what he ought to do, amen. Don't let no divisions be there. You get the two or three, get together and start praying for him and watch God move. But this is just an analogy. But the problem is within ourselves. You see, we're conducting great outside church, but the inside church needs to come alive. Get rid of the old man, and then therefore we can really have some good service. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, very good, very good. Because the enemy knows if he can stop the camp from tooling up and being aware of who they are, and when you go out and you see the love, like the apostles, amen, he said many times, all right, you know, show this love and helping one another and loving on one another, amen. All right, we're getting ready to go into the last part of the program where we ask for prayer. amen, to those that can pray, amen, to, we need about three prayer warriors, even about a minute or 30 seconds of prayer, amen, for those that in church hurt and those that are coming out. Jesus said, he come to mend the broken hearts, amen, to take the Holy Spirit, amen. We all testify and witness that's a hard hurt, amen, but God knows about it. God knows about it. All right, just push one on your phone, amen, that we can take this and put you in, amen, and just don't give up. Just push one on your phone, amen, and you can give us a prayer, and that we can close out the broadcast. Those of you that are listening, amen, you can want to go on the internet and hear this program again. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. All right. Okay, we need a prayer real quickly. Amen. We have a 561-366-64. Go right ahead.
Father God, we come to your throne, thanking you for the wisdom and understanding and encouragement, and acknowledge the knowledge that you have given us to communicate effectively to those who have been hurt, that we will win them for the kingdom. Father, we thank you for the listeners, those who are listening, that they will be blessed, and we pray for their families. I pray for Bishop Poole and his ministry, Father. Continue to strengthen him and encourage him. And the finances that he needs will continue to come in. And Father, we thank you for your scripture. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
God bless you, man of God. Thank you. Continue to study. Amen. You have a great ministry ahead of you. All right, we're going to 910-6600. God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for another opportunity to come together and share thoughts and share your word. Father, we pray for those that have been hurt, those that have been abused, those that have been manipulated, those that are broken from church hurt. God, we thank you that we walk into a new season of victory as the Holy Spirit is our guide. We pray for those that have mistreated us, that they will come to the knowledge of truth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength to heal from our hurt. We decree and we declare that our past shall not negatively affect our future. We decree and we declare that we are victorious through the blood of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you for overcoming this hurt, overcoming this pain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Give me the name of your book again and how you found it.
Victorious, Overcoming Spiritual Abuse is Volume 1. It's on Barnes & Noble's or Amazon.com, or you can download it on Kindle. Victorious, Overcoming Spiritual Abuse, Volume 1.
All right. We're going to area code 305-4271. You're on the air. Area code 305-4271.
Lord, we are so grateful to listen to today's broadcast. We thank you for the words that we have heard. We pray, oh God, for those that are listening. And we ask today that you make us strong, amen. Help us to know how to confront one another as dear brothers, showing brotherly love to one another. But teach us how to, oh God, reach down and help somebody. Give us discernment for those that are struggling. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
As always, we thank you. All of you have a last. Okay, 561-0740. Go right ahead. You got 20 seconds. 0740-561.
Heavenly Father.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, thank Bishop Poole for his broadcast. Thanks for the people be on there to talk so we can learn. Thank my wife, thank the people, pray for them that to try to lead us the wrong way. And bless your talk show in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Until next time, this is Doctrine of Truth. Like I say again, you can hear us in the same program. You can use us again, www.jciministries.org. Go to the website. Amen. Pray for one another. Lord, we ask you to bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them.